of the forests and the faraway sea.
"It is done," the priest said, his voice brittle with age. "The cleansing is complete."
Gwillem dressed quickly and followed the druid into the darkness where the ponies waited. They picked their way through the night along hidden trackways until they reached the edge of a low cliff overlooking a narrow beach. From below came the gentle hiss of waves breaking rhythmically against a pebble shore, and he saw a shadowy figure working on the fragile wood and animal skin craft which would carry him across. The light, or lack of it, made the sea a dull leaden silver, and beyond it was visible the darker, more sinister contour of the mainland. Shorter routes existed between Mona, the sacred isle of the Druids, and the country of the Deci Angli, but they would undoubtedly be watched.
"They will come for us soon."
Aemer's words were barely audible.
"By then, you must have completed your task."
Gwillem nodded. There was nothing more to say. He understood he would never see Aemer again after this night. Soon the legions of Rome would march through those same mountain gorges to destroy the last stronghold of the Druids and break their power forever. He felt the dull ache of regret at the knowledge he would not share the fate of the priests who had trained him and nurtured his unceasing quest for knowledge. But he had his own mission, and it was more important still. For even as the spears of the legions descended upon Mona, he would fan the embers of the long-neglected fire that was Celtic pride, and create a conflagration that would consume every Roman and every Roman lover on the island of Britain. Shame and resentment and humiliation would be his greatest weapons. After 16 years of conquest and debasement, the tribes were ripe for rebellion. All they needed was a spark and a leader. Gwillem would be the spark, the gods would provide the leader.
"Carry the word. Carry it far, but carry it with care. You must not be taken."
Aemer paused, allowing Gwillem time to reflect on the grim reality of his last words.
"Counsel patience. When the time is right, the gods will send a sign. The wrath of Andraste will rain from the sky, and the people of Britain will rise from their bondage and sweep the usurpers from our land in a maelstrom of blood and fire."
"The wrath of Andraste."
The younger man whispered the words to himself, as if they were a prayer, before he picked his way carefully down to the beach without a backward glance. Chapter 1. What was the ruin of Sparta and Athens but this, that mighty as they were in war, they spurned from them as aliens those whom they had conquered? Claudius, Emperor of Rome, AD 48. Severn Valley, Siluria, September, AD 59. Could it only have been 10 minutes? Gaius Valerius Verens gritted his teeth behind his smile, and his eyes locked on his opponents. But the message, if message there was beneath those hooded lids, was the opposite of what he wanted to see. The bastard was mocking him. He breathed hard through his nostrils, drawing in the sharp pine scent of the freshly cut stump on which his right elbow rested. At the same time, he felt the agony that had been tearing the big muscle in his upper arm ease a little. He channeled the relief up into his forearm and along his inner wrist to the fingers of his right hand. The increase in power must have been infinitesimal. He barely registered it himself. But he noticed a slight movement as Crespo's eyebrows twitched, and he knew the centurion had sensed it too. So. The hand that gripped his, the elbow resting precisely to the left of his own, was horny and calloused, and had all the yield of a hypocaust brick. Fingers like talons clasped with a force designed to break bone, but he resisted the temptation to meet the challenge. Instead, he directed all his own strength into moving Crespo's fist to the left. Any movement, even a hair's breadth, would do. So far, Crespo hadn't yielded even that, but then again, neither had he. The thought made him grin, and the crowd of legionaries ringing the tree stump cheered encouragement at the first sign of confidence. Arm wrestling was a favoured pastime in the first cohort of the 20th Legion. All you needed was a flat surface and the inclination. Sometimes they wrestled for fun, sometimes to gamble, and sometimes because they hated each other's guts.